Amen. Now, what is that circle? Look at it. That small circle in the middle is your spirit. The circle that surrounds that is your soul. The circle that surrounds that is your body. Are you listening? Okay, look right at it now. That outside circle is your body. Your body contains that inside second circle, excuse me, which is your soul. And the little circle is what your soul contains, which is your spirit. So your spirit lives in your soul. Your soul lives in your body. All right, look at me for a minute, and I'll say a thing to you. The spirit, the body, let's take me for example. This amazing hook that you see standing before you this morning, over which you men are covetous and jealous, is, and which you women always your husband would copy. But this is my body. Now, inside my body dwells a soul. Now, what is my soul? My soul is that charming thing that is speaking to you right now. My personality. Now, if you'll notice in your little outline there, there are three divisions of the soul. Is that right? One division of the soul is the mind. Another division of the soul is the will. Another division of the soul is the heart. So, my body is the house for my what? Talk to me. My body is where my what lives? Soul. My soul has three parts. First the what? Mind. Then the what? Will. Then the what? The heart. All right? Then that's my soul. Now inside my soul there dwells a what? A spirit. All right? Now that first one you drew there that has nothing except the three circles and the three divisions of the soul, that simply shows you how man was created. Man was created with a body, that's the big circle, with a soul, that's the little circle, the soul having a mind, a will, and a heart, the mind, that with which you think, the will, that with which you decide, and the heart, that with which you feel. And inside that soul, man was created with a spirit. Now that spirit is that which fellowships with God. The soul is that which fellowships with man. The thing that causes you and I to interact right now, as I talk to you and you listen to me, a few of you do, our soul. If we sat down and had a conversation, that's our soul. A while ago in the office, we were cutting up a little bit and fellowshipping, and it was the soul that did that. It is the soul that inhabits the body, which enables us to interact with each other. Now, the spirit is that which enables us to fellowship with our God. So man is a body, that which you see. Inside that body is housed a soul with which we fellowship with each other, which has a mind and a will and a heart. And inside that soul there is a spirit which enables us to fellowship with our God. Now the second little drawing there, it's just like the first, except the center is what? Solid, it's dark. And that's a picture of the unsaved man. You see, when man sinned, his soul died, his spirit died. The unsaved man is you here this morning, and you're not saved. You've never trusted Christ. You don't know if you died, you'd go to heaven. You have a body. You have a soul. We can talk with each other. We can sit together and have a conversation about politics or about sports or about current events. And that is the fellowship, man to man. That's the soul. That's the mind with which you think, the will with which you decide, the heart with which you feel. I love you, that's my heart. I talk to you, that's my mind. I decide to serve you, that's my will. Now then, but the unsaved man has no spirit. See, you can't fellowship with God. Now look at me a minute. You can't fellowship with God if you're not saved. Because you have not the wherewithal to fellowship with God. The body cannot fellowship with God. And the soul cannot fellowship with God. So if you're not saved, your spirit is dead, and you cannot fellowship with God. Now, hear me carefully. anything that tries to fellowship with God apart from the Spirit being revived is idolatry. You are trying to fellowship with God. The person who's not been born again cannot fellowship with God. That's why you make your own God so you can fellowship with Him, because you can't tell the fellowship with the true and the living God, because God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And if you have no spirit that's alive, then you cannot fellowship with God, because God is a spirit. Now, man has a soul. You can fellowship with man because man has a soul, which has a will and a mind and a heart. And you can fellowship with man. And that's why you've got to get born again before you can be fellowship with God. Because you've got to get that spirit there in that second part that is now dead. You've got that dark. It is now dead. And you can't fellowship with God because your God fellowshipper is dead. And that's what it means. You've got to get born again. Now, you can make the soul pretty and doctor up the soul, but it cannot fellowship with God. You can make it kind and gentle, but it cannot fellowship with God. You can have the body clean and pure and dedicated, but it cannot fellowship with God. I'll say it again. I don't care what church you belong to. I don't care what denomination you belong to. I don't care how many good things you do. I don't care how good a life you live. You can only die and go to heaven by being born again, because you have nothing to fellowship with God until the Spirit comes alive again. So, you have a body, man by creation, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Adam had a body. That which was visible, which carried his soul. He had a soul, so he could fellowship with Eve, and so he could converse, and had a soul that had a mind he could comprehend, had a will he could decide, had a heart he could feel, and he could love. And he had a spirit, and that's what fellowship with God. But that day when Adam and Eve sinned, and God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day and said, "Adam, Adam, Adam," Adam was gone. Adam! Adam! Adam was gone. Where was Adam? Adam couldn't fellowship with God. Because he could not fellowship with God, he ran from God. Why? Because his spirit was dead. Oh, if I could just get this across to those of you this morning who are trying to work your way to heaven, or baptize your way to heaven, or sacrament your way to heaven, or communion your way to heaven, or good deed your way to heaven. If I could stop and remind you this morning that the only hope you've got to go to heaven is to have that spirit revived. And that's when you come to Christ and say, "Jesus, I cannot save myself. My good deeds cannot do it. My church membership cannot do it. My life cannot do it. My sacraments cannot do it. My baptism cannot do it. I yield myself, trusting you as my hope for heaven." And that moment, God's Holy Spirit comes into that spirit of yours and revives that spirit, and you are born again. That's what being born again means. Being born again does not mean you're born of the flesh one time. That does not primarily mean that. And of the spirit one time. No, it means your spirit was born back yonder. Man's spirit was born back yonder one time, and it died, and you've got to get your spirit born again, so you can go to heaven when you die. So, the unsaved man is that second one. Look at that second one there. He has a what? Body. He has a what? Soul. That soul has a what? Mind. And a? And A, with the mind you think, with the will you decide, with the heart you feel. And originally, Adam and Eve had a what? Spirit, and that spirit fellowships with God. Now then, when Adam and Eve sinned, and everybody that's born in this world are born as sons of Adam, when Adam and Eve sinned, their what died? But they still had a body, and they still had a soul, they still had a will, they still had a mind, they still had a heart. But making the mind good does not give you a spirit. Making the heart warm does not give you a spirit. Making the will good does not give you a spirit. Making the body clean does not give you a spirit. God has to do the work. And God does not do the work until you push the button of faith. When you push the button of faith and by faith accept Christ as your Savior and trust Him, not the church, not the baptism, not the good works, not your good deeds, not your good life, not your sacraments, not your confirmation, not your baby baptism, but you trust Jesus as your Savior and say, "I receive Him as my Savior and trust Him to take me to heaven." The moment you do that, the button of faith is pushed and God's Holy Spirit comes and revives your spirit, and now you can fellowship again with your God. Now, I want you to notice the third one. The third one is the carnal man. I want you to notice the Holy Spirit's come back in. The Spirit in the third one is it dead or alive? Talk to me, dead or alive in the third one? Alive. All right? He's alive in the third one. Okay? So the Holy Spirit has taken up residence. Right? Look at me. When you got saved, the Holy Spirit became a resident in your life. He came into that small place that was dead. Here is the Spirit. Here is the soul. Here is the body. When you got born again, the Holy Spirit came in to that inner, the smallest circle, and became a resident in your life. He lives in your body today. Well, actually, He lives in your soul, and your soul lives in your body. Which means down in your body, you have a Spirit, and that Spirit is the Holy Spirit of God, a member of the Godhead, co-equal with God the Father, and co-equal with Jesus Christ, and He lives in your body today as resident. All right? Let me go back to the text. You need not turn to it, but listen carefully as I read it. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow, listen, rivers of living water. Now, out of his belly, what does that mean? The innermost. What is the innermost? Body, soul, or spirit? Talk to me. What's the innermost? Body, soul, or spirit? All right? So, out of his belly, or innermost, shall flow rivers of living water. That means that he that believeth on Christ, out of his spirit, will flow rivers of living water. Look at verse number 39. But this spake he of the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. All right? That's enough. Hear me now. The Holy Spirit lives in your spirit, which lives in your soul, which lives in your body. Now, if you don't get this, you're going to miss the sermon. And if you get it, it'll transform your life if you let it. That Holy Spirit is called a river of living waters. Now, a river's not like a lake. Didn't say he's a lake of living waters, a river of living waters. There's a flow. What does it mean? It means that that Holy Spirit that lives in your, the Bible says, belly or innermost part or your spirit, is a river of living waters that will gush from the center to the outside, transforming your soul, transforming your mind, transforming your will, transforming your body, if you let Him flow from within out. Now look at picture number 3. You see that arrow going which way? Inward. What does that mean? That means that the carnal Christian, the Holy Spirit is resident, but He's not president. He lives in there, but the flow is flowing in. Look at me. The flow is flowing from without in. That means the carnal man has the Holy Spirit a resident, but not president. There's an inward flow, him and out. The body controls his soul. You talk about what your body decides to talk about. You think about what your body decides to talk about. Think about. You decide what your body decides. I want to have fun. I want pleasure. And the flow comes from without toward the center. So in that case, there is a flow flowing from without, from the body to the soul, to the spirit. But look at that fourth one. The flow is flowing which way? Outward from the spirit, which means that now then the Holy Spirit is not resident, He's president. Now look at me. Right this way. Everybody in this room today who's saved is either picture number 3 or picture number 4. Either the Holy Spirit is resident and you're trying to improve yourself by the outward flow inward. I'm sorry, the inward flow from without. Or you are trying to improve yourself from the outward flow from within. The flow originates in the world or originates in the Holy Spirit. It's up to you. Now follow me carefully. Most of you think about what you see on television. Most of you think about what you see on the menu. Most of the people in this room today think about your mind is determined by the body. The body's tired, and the mind says, "Oh, I'm so tired." And even your attempt to be good is trying from without, working in, making yourself good. But the truth is, you can't be good from the inward flow, from without. That's carnal. You can only be good when the outward flow originates in the Spirit by the Holy Spirit, and He who became resident when you got saved becomes president. And you yield yourself to His outward flow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you this morning the secret of the Christian life. You see, there are two flows. Everybody here who's saved this morning has a body, a soul, and a spirit. And that soul has a mind, a will, and a heart. You can think, you can decide, you can love. Now, every Christian in this room this morning is either controlled by the outward flow going in or the inward flow going out. Now, who is this inward flow? Tell me. Holy Spirit, tell me. Tell me again, everybody, the Holy Spirit. So as He flows from within, outward, He sanctifies your soul. Which means He sanctifies your mind. And He sanctifies your will. And He sanctifies your heart. Now here's what we do. Let's take, the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible speaks about love, joy, peace, all that. Goodness, gentleness, kindness, meekness, faith, temperance, all of that. Let's start with love. You will never love with the outward with the inward flow from without. You try to. You try to love. Your body tries to love. Thrills, senses, and you think that's love. I tingle when I'm around you. I love you. That's not love. That's garbage. I'll tell you when you're in love. When the soul makes you tingle. When her mind makes you tingle. When what she... Not that thing that's all painted up and doctored up like a medicine man. Lord, don't miss the sermon tonight. I'm saying that we're trying to bring love from without inside the body and soul. It won't work. Love originates in the Spirit. And God's Holy Spirit says, part of my fruit is love. If you want to love, it must originate in the Spirit, and out of your belly, your innermost part, which is your spirit, shall flow rivers of love. Oh, this old sin-cursed heathen world. And we Christians have fallen hook, line, and sinker for it. I mean the Hollywood love. I mean the soap opera love, which starts from without and tries to work its way in. It won't work. Real love starts with God. And God's Holy Spirit inside the innermost part or the belly. God's Holy Spirit, it gushes out with love when you yield yourself to Him and let the flow come from within, outward, instead of from without, inward. Take the matter of peace. The body seeks it. Body can't find it. Body's trying to find peace for the soul. So what does it do? Gets drunk. Takes liquor. That's the body's effort to find peace for the soul. What does it do? Takes dope. That's the body's effort to find peace for the soul. What does it do? Listens to rock music. That's the body's effort to find peace for the soul. What does it do? Takes tranquilizers. That's the body's effort to find peace for the soul. What does it do? Goes to the psychiatrist. That's the body's effort to find peace for the soul. You are never going to find peace bringing it from without inside. You're only going to find peace when it comes from the rivers of living water in the belly of man, which is the Holy Spirit of God Almighty. I'm not talking this morning about drunkards and harlots and prostitutes and adulterers and homosexuals. I'm talking about the average person in this room this morning. He is trying to have peace and love, but you don't get peace and love there. They don't have peace and love. The source of peace and love is in the innermost belly, which is the Holy Spirit of God. And you yield yourself to Him and say, Holy Spirit, you are now a resident. I now make you president. And out of your belly will flow rivers of living love. Rivers of living peace. You want joy. Where are you trying to find your joy? Six Flags. Where are you trying to find your joy? Sports. Where are you trying to find your joy? Pleasure. Where are you trying to find your joy? Money. Where are you trying to find your joy? Fame. Where are you trying to find your joy? Things. You hear me? All of those things are without. They're body. You will not find real joy until you yield yourself to Him who is the source of all joy. All of a sudden, out of your innermost being, out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living waters. Some of you things seekers, you're only going to be happy with those things until those things are longer new. You're like a child that must have a new toy every day, looking for something new and shiny. But blessed be God, you get on your knees and you say, Holy Spirit of God, I yield myself to you. Become the president of my life. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll be what you want me to be. Holy Spirit, I yield myself. And blessed be God, I mean that gush of love comes from the innermost being. And you have real love, rivers of living love, rivers of living peace, rivers of living joy, rivers of living gentleness, rivers of living goodness, rivers of gentle living patience, rivers of living of temperance, rivers of living goodness, rivers of living meekness. You are not going to find what you're looking for out there. It's in here. You make Him president. Make Him president of your life. You heard me say this often. 6 o'clock in the morning, every morning, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray that you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He walked in my shoes. 9 o'clock in the morning, or as soon as I can get alone after 9 o'clock, I say this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He walked in my shoes. At noon every day, or as soon as I can get alone after a meeting at noon, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He walked in my shoes. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or as soon as I can, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He walked in my shoes. 6 o'clock at night, or as soon as I can get alone thereafter, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He walked in my shoes. 9 o'clock at night, or as soon as I get alone after nine, I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He walked in my shoes. Before I go to bed at night, the last prayer I pray, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if He walked in my shoes. What am I saying? I'm saying 7 times a day, Holy Spirit, become the president. Thou, the resident, become the president of my life. Thou, the resider, become the presider. Control my life. To most of you, there's a whole world waiting out there you know nothing about. You're trying to find peace from without with a little trickling flow from without. Trying to find joy from out there, you'll find it in here. Trying to find peace from out there, you'll find it in here. Trying to find love from out there, you'll find it in here. Trying to find meekness from out there, you'll find it in here. Out of your belly shall flow a gushing, mighty, torrential current of a river. Of love will gush from your soul, your spirit. Love's peace will gush from your spirit. Joy will gush from your spirit. This story I've told once here. illustrates just, I'm just picking it out of the air to illustrate. I was in Baton Rouge preaching. Caught an airplane that morning from the New Orleans airport. Before I left my room, Baton Rouge, I prayed, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you'd help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. Went to the airport in New Orleans shortly thereafter. I always like to wait to be last to get on the plane because I don't like to sit down all that long. And I waited till last. Right in front of me was a black lady. She had a little black baby. It looked like she was about a year old. One arm. Had a little black baby. The other arm looked like just born. Lady got on the plane. Took her ticket. Was going to the plane. Came to the door. Took her ticket. Gave it to the agent. The agent said, ma'am, where is the other ticket? She said, I don't have but one ticket. He said, but you've got to have two tickets. She said, why? I want to carry both babies in my lap. He said, ma'am, it's against the rule and against the law. You can have one baby in your lap riding free, but not two. You've got to pay for the oldest child. Only one. She said, I don't have enough money to buy another ticket. Now I've got to go to Chicago. It's an emergency. He said, ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't do it. She said, but I've got to go. It's an emergency. It's life or death. I've got to go. Please let me go. He said, ma'am, I lose my job. It's against the law and against the rule. I cannot let you go. Then all of a sudden he began to cry a little bit. And he said, ma'am, write me a check and I'll guarantee payment. I'll trust you. Write me a check. She said, I don't have a check. I don't have a checking account. I don't have a bank account. But I've got to go. Chicago. He said, okay, ma'am, let me have your credit card. I'll guarantee it to the credit card company. I haven't got time to check it out and call to verify, but I'll guarantee it. She said, I don't have a credit card. I don't have a checking account. I don't have any money, but I've got to go to Chicago. He said, ma'am, you can't go. She turned to walk away. And the Holy Spirit said to me, didn't I hear you pray about an hour ago? For me to let you cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in your shoes. And I said, I don't remember. He said, yes, you do. I said, yes, I do. I said to the agent, sir, I said, lady, hold it. Little black lady carrying two little cute little black kids came back. And I said, ma'am, hold it a minute. I said to the agent, how much would it cost to buy that little baby a ticket to Chicago? He said, a little over $100. I think about $101. And I said, here's my credit card. Put it on my account. And she began to cry and laugh. She got on the plane. Give you two guesses who got saved on the airplane. The youngest baby. You guessed the older baby, didn't you? No, you know who got saved on the airplane. What am I saying? I'm saying, I yielded that morning to the Holy Spirit and said, thou who art the resident, become the president. And he became the presiding officer of my life and my body and my soul and my will and my mind and my heart. And all of a sudden, when that little lady started to walk away and tears filled her eyes, he said to me, I'm the president. You buy that ticket. Nobody here is going to yield to the Holy Spirit now. Because you don't want to fork out $100 every time you pray that prayer. Nobody's going to pray that prayer. Say, I don't have $100. The Holy Spirit knows how much you have. He allows people to cross your path whose needs are within your wherewithal. Both flows are waiting and available. It's up to you. The flow from without. Synthetic peace. Synthetic joy. Counterfeit love. Synthetic meekness. Put on humility. All is acting. It's all performing. It's all synthetic. All counterfeit. There is no love that comes from out there. It comes from the Holy Spirit in here when you make Him present in your life and a river of living water flows out of the innermost being. There's no peace out there. Oh, I wish I could grab you young people, shake you good and hard and say, listen to me, the world offers no peace. Offers no love. Offers no joy. Offers no meekness. Offers no goodness. Offers no long-suffering. Offers no temperance. But he who came into you when you got saved came and made alive that dead spirit so you could fellowship with your God. And this morning, every single believer in this room has him as a resident in your body. And you just keep on going and trying to find, hey, money, make me happy, money. That's counterfeit happiness. That's, listen, I don't care how much money you've got, you want more. I've talked to multimillionaires, and they're always trying to figure out how to make more money. You know why? Because it is not money that makes you happy. It's the acquisition of money you think makes you happy. It's the getting of it, not the possessing it. I want to tell you something. Down inside your spirit, which is in your soul, which is in your body, there is the source of all love, all joy, all peace, all happiness, the Holy Spirit of God. When you got saved, he came in to reside. Now you say, Brother House, how can I make him preside? If he is resident, how can I make him president? It's wrapped up in one little part of that soul, the will. That center part there, the soul, there in that there is a will. And that will either says, come in, inward flow from without, or come out, outward flow from within. You decide. You can decide this morning by the grace of God to say regularly and mean it from the depths of your soul, I am yielding myself to the Holy Spirit. He is my resident. I yield myself today to make him my president. Now listen to me carefully. I'm finished. Isn't it a tragic thing for the body to determine your whole life? I think I'll marry her. She sure is pretty. Don't you wish you were spiritual enough so your spirit could see her spirit? I like to date him. He sure is cute. What is that? That's the body determining. Why don't you be like Mabel? Marry somebody that's not cute. You can look at this and know that it wasn't the body she fell in love with. And if you know him, you know it wasn't the soul. It was that marvelous spirit. Come to think of it, I don't know. But I wish I could reach out and grab you and say, oh, beloved friends of God and people of God, somebody is resident in your spirit. And he is the only way to find joy and happiness and peace and goodness and meekness and temperance and faith. For as long as you let that outward flow in, you're dealing with counterfeit synthetics. But when you yield to him who is in the Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, flow out. He then, by the way, a river, that river gushes forth. And your will becomes spiritual. And your mind becomes spiritual. And your heart becomes spiritual. And yes, even your body can become spiritual. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. And even your body, once you have yielded yourself to him who lives in the innermost belly or the innermost part, and he begins to flow out of you, he then becomes the president, and not just the resident. Shall we pray?